Today's digest for June 12, 2026. 10 stories today spanning new AI tooling, a record startup raise, a max severity exploit, and a global cybercrime takedown. We start with the model everyone is talking about this week, move through agents that can now spend money in detectors hunting synthetic music, then turn to the security beat from Ivanti to Oracle to a laundering ring worth hundreds of millions. Here's the rundown. First up, the model everyone is talking about. Writer and developer Simon Willison spent 2 days with Claude Fable 5 and came away describing it with one phrase, relentlessly proactive. Asked to debug a small scrollable glitch in a web interface, the model did not just suggest a fix, it opened browser windows on its own, generated test pages, captured screenshots, injected diagnostic code, and even spun up a small local server to measure the page, all before arriving at what turned out to be a two-line styling change. The whole exercise burned about $12 in tokens to solve a problem a human could have eyeballed. Willison's takeaway is double-edged. The same initiative that makes it capable also makes an unsandboxed coding agent dangerous, because that same drive, pointed at a malicious instruction slipped in through prompt injection, could just as easily exfiltrate your data. Next up, Apple is pulling its long-promised AI overhaul of Siri out of the European Union, at least for now. The company says the new Siri will ship on iOS 27 and iPad OS 27 everywhere except the EU, where it blames the Blocks Digital Markets Act. Apple's argument is that the law would force it to give rival AI systems sweeping access to a user's device and personal data, and that regulators rejected its proposed middle ground, a trusted intermediary layer meant to grant that access safely. A senior Apple executive said the EU's refusal to engage means there is, in Apple's words, no current timeline for the feature there. Siri's AI features will still arrive on the Mac and on Vision Pro in Europe. It is the sharpest example yet of Europe's tech rules and Apple's privacy posture colliding with users caught in the middle. Moving on to a staggering number, Prometheus, the physical AI startup from Jeff Bezos and former Verily co-founder Vik Bajaj, has raised $12 billion in fresh funding, valuing the company at $41 billion. The backers read like a Wall Street roll call, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and BlackRock among them. It is the second giant round in a year, following an earlier $6.2 billion raise. The pitch is what Bezos calls an artificial general engineer software that can design and manufacture complex physical things, from jet engines to pharmaceutical compounds. The 150-person team is pouring most of that capital into computing infrastructure. Bezos also staked out a contrarian view on jobs, arguing that AI will create labor scarcity rather than mass unemployment because demand for skilled work will outrun the supply of people to do it. Also today, the idea of AI agents that can actually move money is getting more concrete. Coinbase has launched a connector that lets AI agents trade cryptocurrency and pay for premium research data on their own, plugging directly into assistants like ChatGPT and Claude through the Model Context Protocol. Under the hood is an open payment standard. Coinbase, built with Anthropic, Amazon, Circle, and others, designed to let an agent buy access to data or services without a login or a subscription. Users can wire it to a live account or keep it in a sandbox, with the agent handling trades and portfolio rebalancing. Coinbase frames itself as the only player pairing an exchange with a native payments layer. It lands amid a broader rush into agentic commerce from the likes of Robinhood and Visa, even as financial regulators start calling for stronger guardrails on letting software transact for us. To close out the AI block, a look at just how much synthetic music is flooding streaming. Deezer has released a free tool that scans your playlists across 20 platforms, including Spotify and Apple Music, and flags tracks it believes were generated by AI in 27 languages. The backdrop is striking. Deezer says 44% of the music uploaded to its service every day is now AI-generated, nearly 75,000 tracks daily, though that material still accounts for only 1-3% of actual streams. The company says it flags about 85% of those AI tracks as fraudulent and cuts off their payouts. Deezer's chief executive cast the detector as a transparency play, noting pointedly that no rival has followed its lead, while Apple Music and Spotify have leaned toward simply labeling AI tracks rather than hunting them down. Turning to security, and a textbook case of how fast a patch can become a target. Ivanti disclosed a maximum severity flaw in its Sentry gateway that lets an unauthenticated attacker run code with root privileges on an internet-facing appliance. Ivanti shipped fixes on June 10th and at first said it had seen no exploitation. Within about 24 hours, the nonprofit shadow server reported that attackers, working from public proof-of-concept code, had already begun backdooring exposed gateways, spotting 19 vulnerable instances with at least 2 confirmed compromised. The U.S. Cybersecurity Agency added the flaw to its known exploited vulnerabilities list and gave federal agencies just 3 days to patch. With more than 40,000 customers running Sentry worldwide, Shadow Server's blunt advice was that if you have not patched, you are most likely already compromised. Staying on exploited flaws, Oracle is warning customers about a zero-day in PeopleSoft, its widely used payroll and human resources platform, that attackers turned into a campaign against more than 100 organizations. The bug needs no authentication and can be triggered remotely. Google's Mandiant says it has notified over 100 affected groups, roughly two-thirds of them colleges and universities. The stolen data is sensitive. Student records, including names, addresses, birth dates, grade point averages, and enrollment status. The group behind it, known as Shiny Hunters, has a long track record of hitting vulnerable enterprise software and squeezing victims for ransom. Oracle put out an advisory on June 11th urging mitigations, but as of now there is no full patch available, which leaves defenders leaning on stopgaps while the clock runs. Next, a supply chain scare for Linux developers. Someone slipped malicious code into more than 400 packages in the Arch user repository, the community-run catalog of software for Arch Linux. The tampered packages quietly pulled down a hidden payload that combined an information stealer with a kernel-level rootkit, an unusually sophisticated combination for this kind of attack. Maintainers caught it and yanked the affected packages quickly, and the malicious downloader itself was only fetched a little over 100 times, still, because a rootkit buries itself deep enough that you can no longer fully trust an infected machine. Anyone who installed one of those packages is being told to check against the published indicators, rotate their credentials, and in the worst case, reinstall from scratch. It is a sharp reminder that community package repositories remain a soft target. Now to a win for law enforcement. An international operation has dismantled a cryptocurrency laundering service that moved more than 336 million euros for ransomware crews over roughly 3 years. For a fee, the service promised to return clean coins within about an hour, and it was wired into a dark web forum used to broker stolen data. Investigators arrested two alleged administrators in Georgia, seized more than 30 servers and 24 domains, and froze the equivalent of nearly 700,000 euros in crypto. The takedown pulled in Europol, the U.S. Secret Service, the IRS, Polish police, and European prosecutors, and it surfaced more than 6,000 identity records tied to the money mule accounts that fed the operation. It builds on an earlier arrest last autumn, and it chips at the financial plumbing that makes ransomware pay. And finally, on the security beat, a look at the sheer industrial scale of online fraud. Researchers studying domains flagged over the first 5 months of this year counted roughly 1.5 million registered for malicious use, with patterns that look less like lone hackers and more like a factory line. Nearly 9 in 10 were built purely to do harm, and many were detected within days of going live. The abuse clusters at a handful of choke points. Just 4 registrars handled over a third of the bad domains, and a few cheap extensions accounted for most of the rest. Brand impersonation was rampant, with WhatsApp alone spoofed in nearly 20,000 domains, alongside Google and major financial brands. The researchers argue the fix is to squeeze those choke points, rate-limiting bulk registrations and fast-tracking takedowns, rather than chasing each fake site one at a time. That's your digest for June 12th. AI that won't sit still, agents learning to spend, and a security landscape that keeps proving speed is everything. On both sides, whatever you're building today, build it a little more carefully than yesterday. We'll be back tomorrow with the next rundown. Take care.